has no gas. Like, it has a gas tank the size of my bladder, so...
Well, we should go to the gas station.
Yeah, all right. Because you want some beverages, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, no, I slept what appeared to be a full night last night.
Uh-huh.
And woke up feeling like I had not slept in 3 days.
That's generally not how you want that to
I be. Know! Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened with that, but...
I was fast asleep by 10 o'clock last night.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I mean, I wasn't up that late. I don't know. Yeah, something happened.
Yeah.
Something happened.
You got the wrong sleep.
I got negative sleep.
You got someone else's sleep. And it went bad.
So I gave my sleep to someone else.
Oh, that's not cool.
Like, someone else... A sleep fucking vampire came and sucked my sleep off.
The pilferers of sleep.
Yeah.
Tell me more about how they sucked your sleep off.
Oh, they sucked my sleep off so good. It was just crazy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. By the end of it, the sleep was everywhere.
Oh, Jesus.
Whew. And then, ironically, I had to sleep.
Yeah.
Back.
All right.
Further. This is not...
Work it out. Just work this chair out. Make it work for you, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even know what kind of Kia this is. I just know
Kia it's... Sorento. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a fucking Kia. It is a Kia. Yeah, when I picked it up, when I tried to start it, it would not go.
Great.
I was told by the woman. Oh yeah, that one's a little dodgy. Sometimes the alarm system just locks the car up. You gotta kinda jiggle the wheel a little bit and
okay,
do some
yeah.
stuff before
sure.
it'll go.
Yeah.
So I'm real
great.
Real happy with my choice.
Yeah. Where does this thing have to be returned?
SFO.
Oh. Okay.
So if we can just roll down there on Saturday.
That's not at all the way we would go, but yeah.
I mean, we can just cut across like the Dunbar.
Yeah,
it's
not that big of a deal. We kinda have to go down that way. To pick up the third man.
The third man.
Yes, our special guest for the drive down.
Well, let's just go ahead and say that is not our new editorial hire. Like,
no,
we don't
yeah,
want to
no,
tease
that's,
that.
It's not
that's
that
not
third man.
Is.
No,
yeah. But there will be a special guest on the drive down.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah, it's fine. It's cool. Let that guy go because he looked like he was going to die soon.
Yeah, well, let's get a look at him. I mean, he's driving a Chevy Aveo. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy. Well, look.
Ivish Finkel looking motherfucker.
He
in that
has
car.
Lived a full life, and if he has to die in that Chevy Aveo, then so be it.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, except for the whole, like, lack of, like, the whole, like, sleep thing happening.
Yeah.
You know, I can't complain.
Yeah.
I mean, I could, but yeah, you know, whatever. It's going good. We're doing shit. Yeah.
You ready for E3?
Sure. Why not?
Of a sort.
I mean, it'll happen whether I'm ready or not, right?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
What does that matter?
One man cannot stop E3 alone.
I have to do laundry. Like, that's literally the only, like, prep I can do at this point for E3 is to either wash clothes or buy clothes or both. I think I'm going to do both.
Those.
I'm gonna 2-day some T-shirts if I can find any online that I like. So
there you go. Yeah, I'm actually thinking about doing that myself because I'm crashing at my mom's house for the rest of the week, so I could just order stuff there if I needed to.
All right, let's leave this on.
Yes. Back in a moment.
Yeah. Enjoy the Kia.
Yes.
The luxury.
The luxury of the Kia.
Ugh.
Okay. Well, one of us is back. It is really weird having a device that is just listening to me talk when I'm in the car and there's no one else in the car. I mean, it's weird when there's other people in the car too, but it's extremely weird when I'm on my own.
The luxurious.
So we decided it was a Kia Rio?
I mean, the floor mat says Rio on it.
So we'll go with that. Whether it's right or not, we're just going to go with that.
I bought the brand from Diamond. I mean, this thing is technically an MP3 player, so...
Yeah, there you go. You busting out the ancient MP3 knowledge right now.
Yeah, that's...
I was commenting to the people that it is very weird getting into my car and realizing there is just a device that is listening to me talk.
Yep.
I don't know how you do that on your own. It's really disquieting. I could just wreck us into this cement mixer right now. Just end it all. What do you say?
Yeah, fuck it. Only if you can promise it'll do one of those things where we wreck into the back and then the cement starts dumping out of it onto us.
I mean, that's... Television and movies have led me to believe that's just what happens when you do that. I don't know if, you know, reality will reflect that, but it seems like it's worth a shot, right?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, how's the flight in?
Uneventful.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I bought a new MacBook, so I just sat there and played Civ on it for most of the flight.
Hmm. Did you get an Air, or what did you get?
No, I got a Pro.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the last Pro I bought was from 2007, so it was very old.
Yeah.
It's probably time to replace it. So
yeah. I bought my Pro in 2007, and then bought an Air at some point.
Yeah.
Like the second Airs or whatever they put out, I think. I bought one of those.
I had that Air that they gave me the office for a while, and then the battery on that completely died.
That's cool.
So I haven't had that working for like 6 months.
Mm.
And realizing that E3 was coming, I was like, oh shit, I should probably get a working laptop at some point.
Yeah.
So I'm going to drop that here today.
Oh, people
and be like, here, just take this. I don't want another one.
Yeah. Fuck your computers.
Yeah. I almost got a Windows machine. I was leaning toward one of those Lenovo machines, and then I realized I wouldn't be able to get one before E3 that wasn't just like a store-bought model.
Right, yeah.
So I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Also, it would have only been like $300 cheaper.
Right. I want to look at your Pro, because I was thinking about getting one.
That means you need to delete all the pornography off at first?
No, that's... I want to use it like it was a real... Like it was an operating, functional thing.
You want a real-life experience.
Yeah,
okay, got
exactly.
It, right?
It sounds like the new Pros are smaller and lighter than the old Pros.
Yes, but so. It is definitely less unwieldy than my old Pro. My old Pro was really old, so...
Right.
That thing was just a tank.
So if I get one of those and just, you know, pump it up, make it crazy...
It's fast, too. It's real, real speedy.
Yeah, that'd be nice. For all the web browsing I do.
Right. I don't know what it was, but like I started playing Hearthstone on it last night, and just everything on it runs so much faster than on any other computer I have, like even my desktop.
Yeah. Oh, Hearthstone's a real powerhouse. You know,
it's,
you can really feel the power.
These decks, they're just moving so swiftly.
Yeah. So smooth. So Batman got delayed. Saw that.
I'd assumed that was coming.
Yeah.
So.
That is officially the last delay that I know about. So anything after now is a surprise to everybody.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like there's too many surprises left at this point.
Yeah. yeah, and there's a, you know, there's a couple of unannounced games that I still know about. But, yeah.
But that's it, like, a couple.
Yeah.
It's been weird, E3.
Yeah, it really fucking is.
I don't know if I'm looking forward to it because of that, or if I'm kind of wary of it, or what, but it just, it all feels off.
Well, it's stuff like that is why, like, just, I kind of came out of that pre-show week going like, I don't know, you guys.
Yeah.
What about this E3 thing? I'm not sure that we need it anymore.
Yeah.
And now, like, seeing all the announcements in the lead-up to the show of people just wanting their own lane for information about their game to get out. Like, at some point, shouldn't everyone want that all the time?
Yeah.
You know, the companies that are big enough to hold press conferences are big enough to hold events that press go to separately from E3.
Yeah. I mean, so, if you just want to hold events over the course of a weekend in LA and schedule that over the course
of a week,
like, you can do that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, but I don't know. It's like, some of it's... yeah, I don't know. Because, like, I really want to play MK, and that's going to be their playable. So, like, it's, you know, nice to see the announcement, but, you know, like, I'm much more interested in getting my hands on it.
Right, right.
But by and large, like, that's, you know, whatever, that's not crucial either.
Yeah.
Today's games, it's, there were a couple games that I played for, like, judging purposes that were definitely like, you cannot report that you played this game. Hands-on impressions are embargoed indefinitely. And I just wanted to just, like, respond to the email and say, you realize you're making a first-person shooter.
Right.
And no one is going to be surprised by how it plays.
Yeah.
Like, this is... You realize you're making another Lego game, right? Like, you realize that that's not...
No,
like,
this is exactly what the PR person never wants to hear, because the PR person is trained to believe that whatever game they're fucking promoting, doesn't matter how fucking boilerplate it is a unique snowflake that is special in every way.
Yeah,
every game is a coddled child to a PR person.
Well, it's like, some of it was also, you know, some of it I think is also probably the developers specifically. I think, you know, in some cases, like, oh, we'll let you write about it and play it and whatever at E3, but this build is not the E3 build. It's still a little janky. But I just want to say, like, dude, I wanted to grab someone and go, you realize, like, previews are kind of dead, right?
Yeah.
Like, no one reads non-exclusive previews, and even the exclusive ones don't always traffic the way they used to.
Yeah, it's not a Game Informer cover. Most people don't
care.
Right,
yeah. You know? I mean, obviously you see people trying to revive it, like, the IGN first thing that they did for Forza Horizon 2.
Oh, is that where that got posted?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were talking about that, I had no idea.
But in order to get a reveal of that magnitude, which, you know, it's a sequel, whatever, but they're doing a month of coverage. Like, here's a month of regular updates on Forza Horizon 2. Like, ugh, good luck with that. Now, I'm excited about Forza Horizon 2, do not get me wrong, but...
A car a day.
Right, that's not... yeah, I don't know. Like,
you know what disappointed me about that game? As much as the idea of, like, Southern Europe sounds fun and everything, my favorite thing about Forza Horizon was the demo where the fucking Scottish developers were talking about the state of Colorado like it was some sort of magical, mystical world.
Yeah, it's got everything.
And I was really hoping there would be another state they would pick to talk. I was like, man, let me open your eyes to the majesty of Alabama. Like, that.
Yeah,
I really
right.
wanted that again.
Yeah, yeah. You just have to play the crew for that, you know, that's got every state in the union.
Except they're all misshapen.
Well.
That game's not going to be good. I'm sorry, I don't think it is. Every time I've played it, I've become progressively less enamored with it, which is not a good trajectory.
When I saw it back in November, I thought it did not look good, and I recently spoke with someone who is working on that game and said exactly that, and they said, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're aware.
Yeah.
I'll give them that much. Like,
it's too bad, because I like the concept of that game a lot. It just drives like shit.
Well, it might come together. Let's put it that way.
It could.
It might actually come together. How about that?
Hey, you know, that's what they said about Watch Dogs, so...
Yeah.
We'll see.
Watch Dogs came together. It's just...
It's a game. You can play it.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't... It did not break while I was playing it.
I shouldn't talk. I haven't played the final version yet. I'm waiting until after E3 to do so. My excitement is very much tempered.
Yeah, it's not, you know, whatever. It's not bad. It's like, hey, you want an open world game of serviceable quality? Like, it's absolutely that.
Do I?
Yeah, which everyone's lighted up for that. Yeah, it's making me crazy that I have not finished Transistor, and I have not started Wolfenstein. Like, I want to play those fucking games.
You should play, I'm going to say, at least the first 4 hours of Wolfenstein. You don't need to finish it before E3, but at least get, you know, past that opening level, and into some of the 1960s stuff, I think. You going to play Mario Kart today?
What?
You going to play Mario Kart with me?
I mean...
Will you play some Mario Kart multiplayer?
Sure, sure.
Okay. I don't need you to love it. I don't need you to even like it. I just want you to try. That's it.
I bet it's totally fun.
It is. And it looks great.
It's one of those games that I see people freaking out about it and, you know, like, ah, yeah, we're having everybody over for Mario Kart. And I'm like, that is the opposite of my video game interests right there.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could share in this excitement and best of luck to you, but nope.
No, I understand. It's not for everybody, and I stopped trying to convince you long ago, but...
It was when Mario Kart 64 broke my fucking heart by being a terrible fucking game.
See, I still think you're overstating that a tad. It's disappointing compared to how great and surprising the original Super Mario Kart was. We'll grant you that.
All right.
But there are still some pretty great tracks in that game.
I don't know, with the way it drove, like, the last thing I was looking at is, like, track design. So it was just like, I don't want to play this game on any track.
Fair enough. We have different outlooks on this sort of thing.
I remember the heartbreak. You could look into his eyes and see it setting in the day that Mario Kart 64 showed up at the office. It was John Brody, Vince Brody's brother, who I think reviewed the game for us, if I remember right. Because he was, like, the world's biggest Mario Kart fan at the time. And, like, it came in, and we were like, all right, great, we're going to set up this fucking N64 and play it. And it was just, like, an hour in, everyone's just kind of looking at each other going, like, man, this is... Man. Nah, man, what do they do to Mario Kart?
It was a middling second album, you know? It was, like, they were trying to do some stuff, it didn't all work. Not everything was great, I grant you that. I think my enjoyment of it certainly stems from the fact that I was still a teenager when that game came out, and so I was, you know, I was maybe a little more predisposed to liking any game that I bought because I paid for it.
Sure.
But there are still some really great tracks in that game, I think. And I think they have improved the driving mechanics exponentially since then, obviously, but it is still Mario Kart. In the end, all those games are still just Mario Kart in one fashion or another.
At the end of the day, I was always more of an F-Zero man.
That's fair. I love F-Zero. I even love that GameCube game. I thought that game was really great. I wish they would make another one. They never will. They never will make another F-Zero.
Sure they will.
No.
No, don't be fucking crazy. They definitely will.
No. No, I've given up. At this point, if they... Nintendo has only so much time left to be making these sorts of games. If it's not in development now, when's that game going to come out? Is the Wii U still going to be relevant by the time
that
game comes
out? It'll be a launch game for their next handheld.
All right.
And their next handheld will hook up to a television, finally bridging the gap and letting them all get behind one system. All
right.
There you go. How about that?
Look, I want to hope. I want to believe it. I don't. I've been burned too many times.
That's how I feel about Mario Kart. So I really loved the original game.
Yeah, but they still made like 8 of those.
Yeah, and then every time I was like, nope, that, fuck, god damn it.
There are like 3 F-Zero games total, right?
There's F-Zero. There's F-Zero X, which is the N64.
Wait, there was an N64 game?
Yeah, it was one that had like a billion fucking cars on track at once because they reduced the graphical fidelity to a point where they could get away with that.
I feel like I don't even remember that. I remember the GBA, like, there was a GBA one, right? There was one handheld.
Yeah,
there was that one.
And then there was GameCube. So.
There was GameCube. I don't remember this, the N64 one you're talking about at all.
Yeah, because they did a version that had a track editor that they put out for the fucking disc, N64 DD.
Weird. That is like a weird blank spot in my memory. I have no recollection of that at all.
It was not like the best F-Zero game in the world or anything, but it was like technically impressive. They did the same thing that they did for State of Emergency, where it was like, we're going to make these look sort of simple.
Right.
And
we're going to put a million things
on
the screen.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever, man, that first State of Emergency game's all right.
Yeah, totally. That second one, though, woo.
No.
this guy says there were three F-Zeros on the GBA. That's right, yeah, there's GBA F-Zero.
Yeah, yeah. I remember a GBA F-Zero. I don't remember there being three of them, but...
Hmm. Was there a Game Boy F-Zero, or...
No.
Am I just thinking of that initial, like, wave race or whatever the...
You might be.
Four-player.
I only remember the GBA one.
Yeah.
GBA one was good. That game was impressive for what that system could do.
Yeah, and then there was that arcade game that was based on the
right.
GameCube.
Yeah.
So, I guess the GameCube disc has all those arcade tracks on it.
Really?
Like, if you fucking Game Shark the shit out of your shit, you can eventually turn it into F-Zero AX instead of F-Zero GX or whatever.
Huh. All I remember about that game was that it looked really pretty and it was hard as shit.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily love it. Not initial, that original F-Zero, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a game.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Pre-order Captain Falcon's iconic helmet.
Yes. Captain Falcon was in games before Smash Brothers, you know, and they were actually good.
Yeah. He's a regular in VGCW now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Why did wrestling get bad again?
I don't know, but I didn't watch Raw last night, but I saw the results, and man, some shit happened.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's that thing, that one thing that you're like, okay, well, that at least they're doing
at
something.
At least that's going somewhere,
but
yeah.
Boy, every show, I'm back to fast-forwarding through most of it.
So those first couple of months after WrestleMania are always rough, but they have been especially rough this year.
Yeah. I think Bo Dallas is fucking terrible.
Oh, that is the one thing I will vehemently disagree with you on. I think his character is perfectly realized. He is the perfect douchebag.
I don't like looking at his face.
You're not supposed to. You're supposed to hate him. You're supposed to want to fucking punch him in the face.
I don't want to punch him. It's just like, ugh. It's this whole thing, like, he does not deliver the dialogue particularly believably.
That's because his cadence, his delivery is so deliberate. All of that is deliberate.
Well, they're swerving me and swerving over and over
worked,
again.
Bro.
Like, yeah, it's like, all right. But, I don't want to see him get beat up. It's just like, I don't want to see him.
All right, fair enough. Sometimes there is such a thing as too grating.
I guess.
And yeah. I guess he is that for
you. He's in Vicky Guerrero territory, where it's just like, I'm just not going to not watch SmackDown. How about that?
He's one of the only characters I've seen that I felt like transferred over from NXT relatively unscathed. Like, the Adam Rose thing feels like it's going over like a ton of shit.
He seems terrible.
Yeah.
Everything about that's terrible.
The idea behind it, I was kind of into, but like, the way they've been doing it, and just what, like, just... Is him in the ring is not that fun to watch, and
yeah,
it's kind of old already.
He doesn't come across like some amazing wrestler, and then his whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really love him in the Kraven the Hunter thing either, but at least that was sort of different. This is different too, I guess, but it's just kind of wearing thin on me.
Man, I feel like the only way that Bo Dallas works is if the next thing that happens to him is he gets corrupted by Bray Wyatt and joins the family. Like, if he just comes in as just, like, super goody-two-shoes-ish, very earnest, and then is very quickly corrupted into that.
Yeah.
Like, that's to me, that's the only way that works. Oh, man, that fucking paper. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched most of
it. A lot of rough stuff in wrestling.
Yeah. There were a couple of good matches, but it was a mess. It was just kind of a top-to-bottom mess. Cesaro versus Sheamus was at least fun to watch. Even if I just don't care about Sheamus at all at this point.
Yep. I think they're fucking up Cesaro, too. Like, I don't think...
Yeah, they haven't done anything really interesting with him since the Heyman thing. Like, that...
Yeah.
Like, Heyman has been good, but, like, they haven't done anything with him.
Yeah.
It was like, cool, I'm really invested in what's happening here. Have you watched any TNA lately?
No.
We'll talk about all this right, on the nice. Podcast, but I just... You should really look up The Menagerie, which is their new stable.
Okay. What?
It's their weird attempt at doing a Wyatt family-like thing, but it's an evil carnival.
A dark carnival, you might say?
You might refer to it as a dark carnival. That might be a term you could use.
Huh.
It's something. It's really something. You already record the bombcast?
No.
Okay.
We're gonna do that today.
Cool.
Probably go in around 2 or something.
Alright. Then we'll do the power bombcast tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And we'll do a box office bomb at some point this week with Rory.
And then Friday we gotta record our E3 predictions /
right.
Here's everything I saw in pre-show week.
And I saw that.
Yeah.
I seen it.
And that's not much, really.
Yeah.
But
here's my E3 prediction. Everything that is announced will be coming out in 2015.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
2015 is going to be a great year for games. Theoretically.
Maybe.
Or the worst, I don't know.
Right.
But there will be a lot of stuff. Whether it's any good or not, who knows, but
it's almost as if developers thought those consoles were going to be coming out this year instead of last year.
Yeah. Wonder what would have ever given them that impression.
How's the feel on this Kia now that we're halfway in or so? Like,
it's a car. It's a fucking car.
All right. Spray paint that on the hood. It's a car.
You can drive it places. Just paved places, ideally.
Yeah.
Don't take this thing off roading.
Yeah, we're pretty much done booking appointments.
Cool.
Yeah,
I was looking at the calendar last week before I flew out.
Yeah. I think there's still some stuff for the show. Just needs to get slotted in here and there.
Yeah, that's just going to be taking all the people that we have agreed to come on and actually giving them times to show up.
Yeah.
Which Patrick and I will be doing this week. Here's a question. Have you guys done anything for that air control game?
What?
It's that horrible, wretched thing that appeared on Steam, I guess, like a week or so ago. It's like an airline simulator or something.
Oh.
Like, Kevin reviewed it, I think.
We may have done something. That may have been the thing that we did. Like, it was on Android before, and Drew might have done something with it a while ago. If it's the thing I think it is.
If not, if we're looking for quick look stuff to do this week, which we might not be since we have so much going on, that might be a thing to do.
Yeah, that's,
I hear it's a nightmare.
Yeah, it might be good to get Drew to return to the scene of the crime on that one.
Kevin gave it a 1.
Damn.
So, there you go.
Well, great.
Yeah. A lot of good video games. Lots of good video games.
Yeah. We gotta do something with WildStar. I think we might just go do a live thing with WildStar tomorrow.
Mm. I managed to go through my life not really knowing very much about what that game even is.
It's a massively multiplayer online role-playing game.
Oh! You mean an MMORPG?
Yes.
Okay. Does it have a subscription model?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Hmm.
tarp or whatever, like a temporary sign hung from that restaurant back there that just said, "Best Lil Pork House." Let's go to the pork house.
I could eat some pork.
It's not what I meant.
Oh. Yeah, let's go there. Let's do that. Yeah. I drove by the now abandoned Best Buy for the first time yesterday.
Yeah.
It's kind of a sad thing to look at.
Yeah. See, they just like took the sign down, and now it's just like here's this big price tag shaped mark where the sign used to be. I wonder what they're going to put in there.
I don't know, man.
Right,
like, what the fuck is even left in Marin City at this point?
I don't know. This... That was a pretty convenient Best Buy for a while.
Yeah. You could buy games there.
Yep. Games or iPod charging cables of a questionable quality.
Yeah. The occasional Michael Bay film on Blu-ray. You know, hey, what the fuck? There you go. That's where you go.
I got all that shit.
Not anymore. Now you gotta go to Santa Rosa.
No, this is Best Buy in San Rafael.
Oh, that's right. I always forget that one is there.
Yeah. Apparently people are saying that Last of Us thing's coming out next week.
What thing?
The PS4 version.
It's coming out next week?
Yeah.
Really?
That makes sense. Just like E3 thing. Just like, here.
I've been considering replaying that game. That might be a good reason to do so. It's not like anything's coming out this summer, so.
UFC is out this month.
Yes, it is.
I think July is pretty barren for disc-based games.
And August has become increasingly barren as stuff has been moved to October.
Yeah.
Are the UFC games any good?
I don't know if I can say one way or the other.
Well, there you go.
Stuff I signed. I guess the demo's out pretty soon, though.
I think that's today.
Ah, okay. Well, how about this then? That demo sure seems interesting.
Okay.
That demo, the demo of the game sure seems like it has some potential.
There you go.
But it is markedly different from the UFC games and EA's other MMA game.
EA's other MMA game being that great.
It was not that great, but their control stuff, like, it was smart.
Right.
They made some choices about some of the different systems and made it, like, fairly easy to understand. First time back to the area since the Golden Gate Bridge went cashless.
It's not.
Okay.
It is my second time. So I remember, because last time I was here is when I got all freaked out about it. Like, what do I do? What's happening? Oh, God.
Did anything happen? You're in a rental car then. So
what happens is the rental car company charges you for the tolls that they are charged for your car.
Oh.
So they just put it on the credit card that you pay for the car with.
That makes sense.
Yeah, a bunch of the New York bridges are starting to do that now, too.
Yeah.
So I started getting those bills in the mail.
listen to that fucking motor go. I feel like we're gonna blow up.
You can hear that there are at least two cylinders in that engine.
Yeah. Oh, hey, we're coming up on the bridge. That means we can take bridge questions.
Ooh.
There's two people in this car. So, get your bridge questions ready, I guess.
Prepare.
How is the bridge? That's a good question. We're coming out of the tunnel here in a sec, and
it appears to be intact.
It looks all right. Good visibility.
Yeah.
It's overcast, but another bridge question here. What's the middle section of a song called?
I believe the breakdown.
Yeah, kind of like a breakdown.
Yeah.
Did you read the DiGiorno's Twitter feed? Apparently they live tweeted Raw and it was the best thing ever. God, that sounds terrible.
I don't know why they would do that, but that is great. I did not see that. I don't like this thing where I'm on the West Coast and then Raw has already happened by the time Raw happens here. I don't like that.
Well, I mean, with me having satellite TV, like, I do get the live feed of Raw.
Sure.
But
my parents do not.
Yeah. What is the top part of your nose called? That's a good question. It's like, I don't know. Like the part where the sunglasses rest or something? Like
the nose top.
Your glasses rest. Your glass rest.
Yeah. We're on this bridge, man.
We are totally on this bridge. That truck's on this bridge. This Z is on the bridge.
Riding 350Z right there.
Yeah. Handicap plates on it.
Yep.
Which I would say if you have a situation with your body that, like, might require you to park closer, like, the Z is so small and cramped inside that just seems like a bad choice of car.
Yeah, not ideal.
What color is the bridge?
Reddish.
Reddish. Yeah. Trunk of a car, would you recognize the sound of this bridge to figure out where they're taking you?
What does it sound like?
Ba-bum, 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 like a ba-bum, ba-bum.
Like seams in the concrete. What did it sound like, Bish? It sounded like we were going through a cocktail party. What bridge did they actually go over? Was it the Dumbarton or the San Mateo?
I think it's the Dumbarton.
Okay. Because those are the two I can never remember which one is which.
Yeah. And our last bridge question here. What do you think of Jeff Bridges?
I mean, certainly a cut above Bo Bridges.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have not seen RIPD, so I cannot say exactly how he's doing these days, but, you know.
Yeah. I liked the Tron films.
Yeah! That second Tron movie is better than you would think it would be.
Yeah.
It makes zero sense, but who cares?
Eh.
It's fun.
Makes enough sense. I don't know.
It really doesn't make much sense at all, but it doesn't matter because it's entertaining, so.
I mean, it's got the thing on the
No, because as soon as you start trying to pick it apart, that's where it all falls apart. So you just have to let not.
Computer
not.
Jeff Bridges wants to get out into the real world.
Yeah.
Because he is to create the perfect system. And, of course, he would want to make that world perfect, too.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Don't worry, you're pretty little head about it. Road shit. I don't know. Every time I come here, like, there is an exit that is not where it was before, or there is a new overpass over something.
Yeah.
Your tax dollars at work. Slow for the cone zone. Three lanes all the way, baby. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, now they're, like, spending all their time trying to widen that fucking bridge in Petaluma.
Yeah.
With that overpass or whatever.
Which seems like it would be something of a process.
I bet it'd be real easy if you just had some time to tear out the old bridge and put in a new one. But I don't think they can get away with just closing the freeway.
No. No, it's kind of the only way to get up there.
Yeah. Audi is giving it to you.
Yeah. I'm a Kia.
Fair enough.
Kias are pretty beta, bro.
How's New York?
It's fine. Starting to warm up, so all the great smells are starting to creep out.
Still got all those bikes behind your place?
Yeah, those bikes are still there.
Great. It's pretty nice bikes.
I don't know. They kind of look like trash bikes to me. But
yeah, they were not functional bikes. No. Most of those bikes would not... You could not ride those bikes.
Some of them didn't even have wheels.
Yeah.
You really need to tell Dr. Tracksuit to stop hanging around behind my apartment, by the way.
Oh, is he even back there?
Yeah, rummaging through the garbage a lot.
Mm.
I mean, unless it's a different guy in a white tracksuit rummaging through my garbage, which is possible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Last I heard from Dr. Tracksuit, he was recuperating in his villa in Columbia.
That's fine. That could be a different guy.
Yeah.
Different tracksuit. I don't know.
But you never know with him. He's a jet setter. He's all over the place.
He has rummaged through garbage internationally.
Yep. He is international garbage. Mm-hmm. Just drink my drink.
Drink it.
Out of my mouth is all ripped up.
What did you do?
I must have been chewing on it at some point.
Like in your sleep?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe that's why you didn't get any sleep. You're just chewing on your mouth all night.
Could
chewing
be.
Your cud.
Yeah. Now all these scrapes are... This is all healing from some previous...
Some previous mistake.
Yeah.
Sharp bread lately? Like French baguette type stuff?
Nah, not really. Mm. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we may have to deal with hockey during E3.
Oh, we would definitely have to deal with hockey during E3. Not to mention all the people, like, at bars watching World Cup shit.
Ugh.
But yeah, LA's gonna be a disaster. At least the basketball playoffs aren't coming at the same time,
that
too.
That fucking last time. Yeah, yeah. Was that last year that the hockey got in the way?
Or I would say it was 2 years ago.
The fucking cops were super fucking dicks.
Yeah. It's LAPD, what do you expect?
Yeah, like, they fucking, like, shoved me. Like, there was a sidewalk that they had, like, coned off or whatever, so you couldn't go walk in the streets on Figueroa.
Right.
Like, in front of LA Live or whatever. And, like, the fucking sidewalks were packed, so it's like, you know, I had 1 foot that was off the sidewalk in the gutter or whatever, not even on the street, not even close to the cones where they blocked off, and fucking cop just fucking shoves me.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
I'm like, I'm walking near a fucking hockey party. Like, it's not, I don't know what fucking world you live in that this is some security concern.
Ah, whatever, they're just looking for a reason to fuck with people.
I was not happy about it.
Nor should you be.
No. I'm all ready for the podcast. I'll probably take one last pass on emails or something before we go up.
All right. Yeah, I'm just going to use this morning to, I don't know, I guess unlock stuff in Mario Kart so we can do that quick look and start looking over what we need to lock in for E3 times and such.
How many people can play Mario Kart at once?
Like on one system?
I mean, I assume it's four there, but...
Yeah, it's 12 online.
Yeah.
I think you can have up to 2 players on one system online.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a little bit of... There's a limitation there, but... I don't know. 2 people on one system is not horrible.
Yeah, 12 online's pretty
decent.
Yeah,
and I haven't had any, like, issues with lag or anything, even since it launched. Like, it runs well. Like, the player matching stuff seems like it works pretty well. Which, again, in 2014, that doesn't seem like a thing you should really be that worried about, but with Nintendo...
Sure.
You never know.
Dudes, my fondue crew. Crude fondue dudes. Two crude fondudes. In the tunnel?
I hope so. It'll be just like that Sylvester Stallone movie.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah. I don't know. The fucking, Cal sent me something on Twitter that I just am having trouble imagining being real, but it seemed like it was from a real Sega account. It was a redesigned Alex Kidd. Like a redrawn, like a, here's, someone sat down and said, here's Alex Kidd 2014 style. And it was scary that someone from a Sega account would do that. Like, what, why?
Well, is it something that like a fan made? Or
no, I don't know. No, it didn't seem, it didn't look that way.
Huh. I don't know, it could be just one of those things where, like, they commissioned, ah, what if we made an Alex Kidd game? Here, some concept artist, just make something, see what it
maybe,
looked like.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. Or maybe, well, I'm, maybe, he was a character in that fucking racing game, whatever they did, didn't they?
Oh, God, was he?
Maybe.
That seems like something Sega would do, sure.
So maybe it was just from that or something.
I have, like, zero Alex Kidd nostalgia, so...
No, that's... Yeah, exactly. It was a terrible mascot. The games were not great.
Yeah, I played one of them when I was a kid, and I remember thinking, oh, I don't care about this. I don't think I've touched any of them since.
Yeah. It's not even Alex Kidd in Shinobi World? Nah, whatever. Nah, that's all that stuff.
I think my actual main point of reference of Alex Kidd was that it was one of the lower ranks on the old GameSpot forums.
Hmm. Okay.
That is as much as I know.
That sounds like something that we would have come up with.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Alex Kidd, that should be
a,
yeah.
What's a character? That's a character. All right.
What's like a relatively obscure thing that we can throw into this list? Alex Kidd, great. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess there was a giant MT or mini strike or something
yep.
yesterday.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why. anything happens. But yes, the buses were fucked yesterday. I don't know if they still are, but...
There's like a million people, I guess, like, are all the drivers called in sick over some sort of contractual dispute or something.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I didn't get a great sense of what it was over.
Maybe if something good, like, we're tired of driving these buses, they smell like piss.
Do you have any idea how much it would cost to get new non-piss-smelling buses? The state has
I didn't say it was a reasonable request, yeah. I just...
There's no money left in California, they can't buy new buses.
I was reading something yesterday, I think, like, the head of the San Francisco Taxi Commission was stepping down or retiring or something like that. And in the process said, like, yeah, taxi business has about 18 months left in it in this city at its current rate.
Wow. Well, then you picked the right time to get out.
Yeah. He's like, hey, guys, I don't know, maybe you heard of Uber.
Yeah.
Apparently you have, actually, because no one takes a fucking taxi anymore.
See, that wouldn't fly in New York. The taxi lobby is far too strong.
Yeah.
It's like every time I see an Uber car in New York, I'm kind of surprised.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't really care either way, but it's just one of those things where... Like, the service you get with taxis is often terrible.
Yep.
So... Instead of making a phone call for a taxi that then never shows up, I can push a button on my phone and the car seems to always show up.
Yeah. Sometimes maybe the guy's driving a little weird, but the car's usually there when you want it, so.
By the icons on this display, because for a second, like at first glance, I thought the picture of the album was a picture of the Earth.
It's a CD. It's indicating a CD.
Yeah. But you see, like, the way they put the lights on, like, oh, that's North America and then South America. Like, what? No. That's why is it planet? Why is there a planet? What planet is this album? What planet is this song from? Earth.
Earth.
Just says Earth over and over again. this song, also from Earth.
Yes.
We've detected.
Black Milk is an Earthbound artist.
Yes. Find it on my comp, Earthbound, a tribute to artists from Earth.
Yes. Not the Nintendo game.
No. Fuck that thing.
Once I'd like a rapper to admit that, you know, sometimes the hater, they're like, eh, it just kind of hurts, you know?
Yeah. Okay, come on, guys.
It's just kind of not cool, you know?
I think that's what that new Tech N9ne song is about.
Mm.
I don't like the sound of that blinker.
It's pretty weak.
Oh, I should probably
grab the thing.
Grab the thing.
So let's just go into the thing.
Yeah, we want to get in the thing, right?
Yeah. Ideally, we want to get in the thing.
I got the thing.
Cool.
Assuming it still works. I don't use the thing.
I think you press the button and the thing opens.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that's the idea.
I'm not seeing this light up when I push the button on the thing.
Eh, it probably doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because there's no signal for it to hook to anything. Maybe it only blinks when it's actually near the thing.
I doubt that very seriously.
Let's see.
Maybe the light's broken.
That's also possible. Probable, you know.
Or maybe it's been, like, face down in my center console with the button pushed somehow, and that just drained the battery.
Mm. That would be bad.
Well, whatever. These guys are out here kicking it.
Yeah.
Vaping.
Vape life.
All right. I'm going to turn this off. See you guys later.
Later.